Ooh, that's perfect.
Perfect fall day. A little chill in the air.
That's orchard owner Nick Coles, and we're here with him at Shelburne Orchards near Burlington, Vermont.
Looks out over Lake Champlain.
And to hear him tell it, an afternoon spent apple picking is pretty much as good as it gets.
There's just something about gathering food with your family that's
good.
Primal.
Move on to the next tree.
It's almost the way life ought to be.
Boy, how do I get down?
Everyone's dream weekend, right? Well, not exactly. There is one group of people that just isn't all that thrilled about fall leaves and apple picking.
Well, yeah, the demographics of Vermont are a little scary right now. We have the least number of folks in their 25 to 30 age group of any state in the country.
That's Bruce Hyde, Commissioner of Tourism for the state of Vermont. He says the 20-somethings are missing.
I can understand after going to one of the great colleges we have in a rural state that a lot of folks want to go and experience the big cities.
So, as the guy in charge of tourism, Bruce has a mission.
We're really trying to attract more young people to the state of Vermont.
And here's what he's up against.
So I'm just wondering if you guys have any plans to go apple picking this season?
Not really. I'm not into apples.
No.
My age, it's kind of about the debauchery, sleeping in on Saturdays, not going apple picking with the folks, you know?
I'm talking to college students near New York University.
It's not something that I would hear my friends being like, can't hang out on Saturday, going apple picking, and like, I can't imagine that coming out of their mouths.
So what's a commissioner of tourism to do?
We were trying to figure out what's a way to get more young people into the orchards. So we came up with an idea, a cute little idea.
If apples weren't enough to entice young people to come to Vermont, Commissioner Hyde thought maybe there's something else they'd prefer to find in the trees, like
an iPod.
That's right. In the apple trees of Vermont,
Macintosh, Cortland's Red, delicious.
You can find iPods.
Nanos, couple of touches, just the standard iPods.
Okay, so they're not actually dangling from the trees.
What we did is we made up wooden apples. They've got the state seal on it.
And if you find one of those, you can turn it in and get an iPod.
Yeah, and it really has brought a lot of people into the orchards. We haven't done any kind of survey on it, but the response that I've heard from the orchards is that they've never seen so few apples left on the trees.
Orchard owner Nick Coles.
A lot of people know about it, have heard about it, and the kids, of course, get really excited. Come on, Mom, you know, let's go look for the iPod. It's a great program. I mean, it does exactly what it set out to do. It really helps the orchards. They've been smart to do this.
So what do the college students think?
There's going to be iPods with apples?
No way!
Would that make you go? Would it, like, up the ante at all?
It absolutely does. It's free technology. I mean, yeah. I would definitely go apple picking if there was a chance that I could stumble upon an iPod.
But not all of them feel that way. In fact, quite a few said that luring people with iPods sounds wrong.
Is there something wrong with that? No.
Orchard owner Nick Coles.
No. In my estimation, anything that brings families together outside, running around, picking apples, you know, doesn't get any better than that.
Apples, iPods.
This one's nice and shiny.
Whatever it takes. For the Environment Report, I'm Lulu Miller.